From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, monthly, and actually this month a couple of times, we're blessed with Carla Sontag in studio from New Mexico Business Coalition. We're going to get to Carla and Dr. Jenning in studio with us as well. We'll let you know what that's all about momentarily. A little bit of house cleaning, though. I do want to remind the KLYT listener of a couple of things. We've had on our website for some time now at klyt.fm information about the KLYT listener trip and the team in Uganda. Now, they've left. They are in Uganda. And just today, actually, we posted some updates and pictures on our Facebook page. So Deborah Roberts was kind enough to provide some of that content. I think I got some from Clay Schroff as well, who's in Uganda with the team. So go check that out and continue to pray for the work they're doing there and the major event that they have in Jinja coming up this weekend, Saturday. And you'll find the details at klyt.fm on that. And actually still a way to support it financially and through your prayers and your kind comments. And we just appreciate all the support. But go to our Facebook page as well and get those updates. The other thing I did want to make sure you knew, if you're going to go to the klyt.fm website, take time to find out about the GFA World Jesus Wells and the Clean Water Campaign. You know, we have the privilege or the ease of, you know, we're thirsty or we need something to cook with, you know, a few steps and we're right at that clean water that we need for whatever job we're doing. And there's millions of people all over the globe that you know, they walk sometimes hours. I think the average is about 4 miles or two to four miles sometimes just to get water. And then you have to wonder how clean it is. So this program with GFA World provides the Jesus Wells that provide clean water. And on the well, there's a plaque that talks about living water. And the pastors that live near these wells have opportunity to share the love of Christ with those that are reading these plaques that mention living water. So go find out more about that at klyt.fm. And when you reach out to GFA World, let them know you're listening right here on 88.3 FM. All right. We'll probably have some more throughout the hour on some other things like that. But I want to welcome Carla Sontag and Dr. Jenny into studio. Carla, last time you were in, we kind of did a review of the legislative session and just the fact that you were able to take a little bit of a breather.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're busy. Now it's from the session right on to referendum.
Yeah, it's a full-on sprint. Time frame is short. But
which, by the way, later in the hour, we're going to talk about your event coming up this weekend, right?
Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
The Bash.
Yes,
Bash. So plenty going on tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the hour. However, referendum. Let's revisit that and remind people what it is that's going on.
Well, we're excited about what's happening because a referendum is really an opportunity that's outlined in the state constitution to allow the people to have a voice on legislative matters that have been signed into law so they can vote on it. And this is a big deal. We've never had this done successfully in our state, but we are very confident. We have got an army working on it. God is moving on it, and we're confident we're going to get it done.
So essentially, the layman's terms, I'm going to try to mirror back to you what I'm hearing, okay? And you can correct me where I'm missing the boat. But, you know, they go through the legislative session. They pass or don't pass various laws.
Right.
And, you know, essentially, if there's a large group of people that no, you know, you're representing us, and no,
right.
You can do what we're doing, what you're doing, and your team, and the people coming alongside with the referendum activity to get enough signatures. I'm going to let you go from there.
Yeah. So what happens is the referendum is the process, and it's a big word, but people shouldn't be intimidated by it. It just means that we are going to go through a process, which we've gone through partially. Now we have petitions. And so we need listeners to get involved because we need signatures.
Okay. And before we explain what we're trying to say no to.
Yes.
Let's walk through the process of what it takes to get this done, and then we can explain in detail what our concern is.
Right. So during the legislative process, we had literally tens of thousands of people telling legislators on these five bills that we're talking about, no, we don't want it, and they don't feel they were represented. And to add insult to injury, the more people that find out about these laws that were passed, they're outraged. And so this is our opportunity to say, if you really don't like it, sign the petition,
Yeah. And
then we'll get it on the ballot, and then you can vote on it. Then you have a direct say about whether or not it's going to be law.
Okay. Okay. So what does it take to participate? Well, first, let's go with someone listening saying, okay, if the five bills that passed are actually something that I am not interested in seeing enacted into law, how do I participate in helping the referendum happen now, which involves a petition and then enough signatures gained to get the attention of the Secretary of State? Is that right?
Well, we have to comply with the law. And so the law states that you've got to have a certain number to make this happen, to get it on the ballot.
Okay.
Here's our numbers without going through all that minutia. If by June 16th of this year,
right,
we get 180,000 signatures on the petition.
This is the preferable thing to have happen.
Yeah, this is in 6 weeks, people. Yeah. That's why we need you to do this. You can go to bettertogethernewmexico.org and look for the referendum project. You'll find out where the signing opportunities are.
Okay.
We've got them listed by county. You need to sign a petition from your county. So if you're visiting in Bernalillo, but you're from Doña Ana,
yeah,
you need to sign a Doña Ana petition.
Yeah, so let me speak directly to those that are listening at Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis, New Mexico, to those listening in Portales at 93.5 FM and 88.1 FM in Las Cruces. Because often, you know, the station is in Albuquerque, and often we're talking to groups in Albuquerque. This is a statewide issue. This is something you can do where you are. Go to Better Together New Mexico, spell it all out.
Yes.
.org.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's really important. And in fact, we actually have to have signatures from most every county. There's 33 counties, and we've got to get signatures from all of them.
Okay.
And there is a map posted on the website to show how many signatures we need by county.
Okay.
So we can make up some difference if we don't make it in one county, but the bottom line is we need all New Mexicans on deck right now, ready to roll, because this is critical. So again, 180,000 signatures by June 16th of this year, that will stop those laws from going into effect, just stop them dead in their tracks, and then it would be put on the ballot in 2024 for you to vote on. If we miss that deadline, we have a backup plan. We can get 80,000 signatures by June 16th of next year and get it on the ballot.
Okay, let me speak to the land of manana. Okay.
Yes.
let's do the first. That's why I said what's preferable is within the 6 weeks. Now we've given a little instruction to go to Better New Mexico or bettertogethernewmexico.org and look for the referendum information and where you can go to sign the petition.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Jenny, I want to bring you into this because you've already been at one of these locations where people are either purposing to find you to sign the petition, or they're like, what's this? And you have opportunity to educate people. What are you finding as people walk up, and how can they be better prepared when they arrive at these locations to expedite the process for everyone?
Thank you so much for asking that question. So it is quite a process. And as Carla said, we want to do everything correctly so every signature counts.
Right.
There is a petition for each of these laws, against each of these laws, I should say, and they are county specific.
And they're not proposals. They're laws now.
They have been signed into law by the governor.
If the referendum doesn't happen, this is all going to happen. We're going to go into the details of that probably in the second half of the show.
Yes, they're not in effect right now, but they will go into effect shortly unless we get them stopped.
Okay.
Right.
And Dr. Jenny is one of our esteemed leaders that is taking a leadership role that is so critical to this process. And I'm so glad she's here to talk about this.
Amen. I was telling her that before we came in, how much I appreciate both of your hard work to address this. Okay, so we interrupted.
All right. So the first thing we need is for people to either find their voter registration card or go to the Secretary of State website and look up their voter registration. It is also easily accessible on bettertogethernewmexico.org. It just says, look up your registration here, and there's a button. So that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, now...
are you going to look it up?
Well, yeah, I'd love to see how easy this is. Now, if I'm going to the website at bettertogethernewmexico.org, do I click on the referendum project first?
Yes, you do.
Okay, and then once I've done that... where would I find the link to find my registration information?
Scroll down just a little.
Okay.
The other way.
Okay. And if you scroll down, there's links for volunteer training, county
information. See the button that says find your precinct here?
Find your precinct here. I'll just read it.
Yes. And that will also give you, you need to make sure that you get your name correct as well. Because some people have a middle initial, some have a middle name, some don't have either. Make sure your name is correct.
So if I type in and I just put my first and last name and I don't put and I don't put Stephen, right?
Yeah. And you have to select your county. You have to put your name, your date of birth, select the county, convince it that you are not a robot by selecting all the crosswalks or motorcycles or bicycles, etc. And then it will show you your information. The first thing we do is look at the name and say, you are listed this way. This is how you need to sign. Then we look at the address and say, is this your correct address? Because a person might want to correct that if it weren't. And then over on the right-hand side is your precinct number. When signing the petition, you have to put your precinct number.
I found it, by the way. And I put Stephen, but it included my middle initial.
Yes, and I was shocked to find my full middle name was on mine.
I didn't type that in, but it showed up.
It shows up. First and last name, date of birth, and county, and then get past the robot and get that coveted green check mark that you are not one.
Right.
And then you can get your information. So we pass out cards called tracker cards. And we have a spot to write down your precinct number on it. And also, you can write down how you're supposed to sign. Because there ultimately will be 6 bills to sign, or laws, I would say. And currently, we don't have them all. And it is a felony to sign any of those petitions twice.
Okay.
So if you are going to a different venue, like... we'll talk about tomorrow at National Day of Prayer at Civic Plaza. They have granted us permission to put up a table and collect signatures there. So perhaps you've signed some of them at Calvary, and then there are more available to sign. You don't want to sign any of them twice. So we have these tracker cards.
Gotcha. It's really
and
important.
And we write the precinct number down. So you have to hang on to that for 6 weeks.
Okay.
So that you don't commit a felony.
Right. Yeah.
And we are being very precise about how to sign because we want every signature to count.
And I'm going to guess, listen, ignorance is not an excuse. This is very important. Good information, Dr. Jenny. And how many people are you finding that are walking up that are already prepared? They know their precinct and
Not very many know their precinct. Yeah. A few of them can pull out a voter registration card, which does have that information on it. I'm not sure how much redistricting affected precinct numbers.
Okay.
So it would be good if everybody could go.
Go to bettertogethernewmexico.org.
And read the talking points. Yeah. You can read the entire bills, laws.
Yeah.
And we are required to have those with us. For anyone who wants to read them,
right.
SB 180 is 170-something pages, but actually nobody is asked to read the bills. They just hear a couple of words from one title, and they say, where do I sign?
Yeah, right.
And I have to say, not so fast. We have to look up your information. So if people could look up their information in advance, that would be really helpful.
Okay.
We are collecting signatures here at Calvary before and after every service, unless there's a special event like Mother's Day.
Right. And we're going to talk a little bit more about other opportunities to participate in this. We're up against a break. We're in studio with New Mexico Business Coalition. Carla Sontag is in studio with us, along with Dr. Jenny, both working on this referendum. More details on the way. We'll get to it after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. You know, I was going to say I love shows like this, but really, you know, I really enjoy ABQ Connect in that we get to talk to so many organizations from around the state and elsewhere that are doing such great work and really... in doing so, bringing glory to God. And I appreciate the work that so many are doing with Carla Sontag and at the New Mexico Business Coalition. And we're in the midst of a conversation about the current referendum and the petitions and signatures and how you find your precinct, which, by the way, I just a few minutes ago went on to bettertogethernewmexico.org. And I clicked on the referendum link and then went to, I just scrolled down a little bit. And let me go back there so I can, and then it'll say, find your precinct here. So easy to do. Just fill out the information and you'll find yourself in there and you'll find the information you need. Take a screenshot of it or write it down and bring it with you if you're going to one of these locations where you can sign the petitions that we're talking about. Which, by the way, Dr. Jenny, when I see you this weekend... which you'll be set up, I think, in the foyer at Calvary Church.
Yes, and tonight
for some of this, and tonight,
yes, when I
see you at church,
yes.
I need to sign the petition. I haven't done that yet, so I need to get busy.
That has not gone unnoticed,
yeah.
Steve.
I love that you're here. It's so good. Now, one of the things we talked about off the air a little bit, if you're listening and you get to one of these locations, whether it's at Calvary or tomorrow.
National Day of Prayer.
Or at the Bash. We'll have signature opportunities as well.
The Bash tomorrow night.
Yes.
Or tonight. It's, you know, regardless, if you see the table for signing this or getting the information you're looking for, I didn't go get my precinct. It's okay.
Yes.
Go to the table and they will assist you in finding the information you need.
Yes. I am recruiting young people who can identify the motorcycle parts much more quickly than I can and convince the site that they are not a robot. But yes, I'm recruiting people and we have people standing by to help you find your information.
Okay. Now, tonight and tomorrow, for those that are listening and heard Dr. Jenny on the radio, when they get to the location, she's easy to find. She's got a bright yellow shirt on that says Redeem NM, and it's got the Zia right on the front. Is there anything on the back? I didn't notice
on
the back.
Yes, the back says, ask me about the referendum project.
Okay. So are there going to be others with that, or is that?
Yes.
Okay. The yellow T-shirts.
Right.
All right.
Yes. Not on my color wheel, but it's the New Mexico flag color, and it stands out. So
that won't necessarily be at all the locations, but if you're looking for Dr. Jenny in the areas that we spoke of. And Carla, remind everyone where they would find in their county where people are going to be doing what Dr. Jenny's doing.
Yes, in the referendum project, again, at bettertogethernewmexico.org, there is a link to counties. And so you can find out who your county captain is, who's kind of the head cheese in charge there. And also we have a listing of all the events that we're aware of for signing opportunities for these petitions.
Okay. Again, you know, and I've said it before when the session was happening, we had the SBs and the HBs and you had on the take action button on bettertogethernewmexico.org. It's just the ease of use here. Kudos to the team that is putting this all together and all the information that's available. It really makes participating in local government easier.
And that's our whole goal. This is completely a grassroots operation run by volunteers. Great people are helping to do this. And the website, we try to make it as easy as possible because we don't want people to be intimidated by the process. We want them to get involved because it makes a difference for all of us, and especially on this project of collecting signatures.
And when, you know, in the second half of the show, when we talk about the content of these laws that were passed, you're going to see why it's important that we're involved and why what's going on in the roundhouse and has gone on should be of concern to us. And there's going to be some good news later in the hour too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
There were some things that happened that we were happy to see.
Yes. There's always good news if you look hard enough, but this is good news that you see the people standing up in New Mexico saying, we've had enough. You didn't represent us. We tried to tell you during the process. And when you have tens of thousands of people sending emails, making phone calls, and showing up to testify against these bills, you expect those elected officials to listen and take heed.
Yeah.
And we don't feel that they did.
Yeah. I want to be represented.
Yes.
I'm not looking to be dictated to.
Elections have consequences. And what this is doing with this whole process, people are really becoming awakened to whether or not their interests are being represented. And I think we're going to see a change in New Mexico as people realize what is really going on in Santa Fe when they weren't really tuned in. I think they're going to tune in.
And this goes across party lines. I mean,
absolutely.
For those unfamiliar, and we didn't mention it at the top of the show, New Mexico Business Coalition is a nonpartisan group that brings you the information you need to know that's coming out of Santa Fe or elsewhere or city or what have you.
Right. We do local stuff as well in all the counties, but this process, as you watch it go through, we've got Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians. I mean, everybody.
I'm a monarchist. I was telling
Dr.
Dr. Jenny, but I'll vote a certain way until King Jesus, comes in. And anyway,
voting your values is important when you're selecting somebody to represent you. It's very important, but it is again not a partisan issue. You need to find out, do they represent me or do they not? And if they don't, then look for who does.
Yeah.
And in this case, when you feel certain that you weren't represented, you get a chance to help New Mexico come together and get these measures on the ballot where you can voice your opinion.
Yeah, and let me encourage people in this too, the body of Christ. We don't need to be nasty to get our point across. We can lovingly share our concerns. And one way we can do that, you know, is participating and signing a petition like this. You know, pray about your heart in this. Why do you want it why do you, you know, why do you want the referendum to happen? Because you love New Mexico, you love the people of New Mexico, and in that you want the best for them. And you want to, you know, it's okay. You know, it's, we're still in a place where we're free enough to say, okay, you're quote unquote representing me. No.
Right.
And to let your voice be heard.
And you'll see when you go to the website, we're trying to be completely transparent. The bills are posted there so you can see what's going to become law if we don't get it put on the ballot. But if you don't have time to review the whole 100 pages of some of those bills, there's a brief talking point, kind of one pager.
Yeah.
And I think if you just peruse those, you're going to see why these are so concerning.
And we're just a couple minutes away from our next break. And in the second half of the show, if you stick around, you're going to hear essentially what's covered as well. So we'll cover that. Dr. Jenny, before you go, I want to make sure there was nothing else that you wanted to make sure to communicate to those that you're encouraging to participate.
Well, a couple of things. One thing was I wanted to ask Carla if we have posted on Better Together New Mexico how each of the legislators voted on those bills. I know we have that research. I don't know if we have it posted yet. But when people are looking up their information, they can see who their senator is, who their representative is, and they can look on at least those bills that are under referendum and see how their representative or senator voted.
So you can communicate with them.
Yes.
Right. That is a great point. We have done the research and we have compiled the information. We don't have it yet posted, but we will do that post haste because
stand
that's
by.
Important.
Yeah, that will be there.
And you know what? If you're not, and if it's not posted yet and you're not sure, contact your representative or senator and ask them. You know.
Well, and you can find it, the Secretary of State, in the legislative, legis.gov website.
Uh-huh.
You can go pull up any bill and get the full vote of all the House and all the senators. But we want to make it easy again, so yeah. We're going to compile that information and put it on our website.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, bettertogethernewmexico.org.
Yeah. Yes. We try to make everything easy, but you do have a way to find out if your state representative or senator voted on it right now.
Right.
Yes. And I did want to say, please be patient. It does take a little time to sign each bill with your voter registration name, your address all the way through to the zip code, and your precinct. And you have to do that for each one in your particular county. So it takes a little bit of time to do this, but God values patience.
And you'll meet a lot, you know, while you're waiting, you know, if there's a line, there's going to be a bunch of people, God willing, hanging out, and a great opportunity to get to know some people. It's, you know,
yes.
don't let the,
and
don't,
to volunteer to help us.
There you go.
Because we can use more volunteers.
And we're all in practice waiting because, you know,
we are waiting for his return.
That, yes. And I was thinking, yes, that's very practical. Another practical thing I was thinking was with the lack of help some of these restaurants have, I have really gotten to the point where I'm getting, you know, not the service I've grown accustomed to. And extending a lot of grace because the person who is there is working hard.
Yes.
That's the case at these different locations where you'll be looking for the petition information. Dr. Jenny, thanks for coming in today.
My pleasure.
And we're going to come back. Our conversation will continue. We'll let you know which of these laws did pass and why the concern and what you need to know before you act. We'll get to it with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, a couple of things I want to remind our listeners about. If you've been listening to today's conversation with Dr. Jenny, who, by the way, Dr. Jenny left a meeting she usually has at this time to be with us today. So I thank her for that. And I was trying to give her opportunity. If I don't know if she could get to it, but she's going to
see me.
She's
going
to.
I said I'm staying.
I'm glad you're staying because you've added so much to the conversation. But Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition is in studio as well. We're talking about the referendum. And if you wonder what that is, well, go to bettertogethernewmexico.org. You'll find the referendum project information there. And prior to going to sign the petition, you can find your voter registration information there, what precinct you're in and what have you. So we encourage you again to go to bettertogethernewmexico.org to find that. Now, for those who've been so patient and like, what laws are you talking about? What's happening?
Now to the meat.
This is why the referendum. This is why the public, us, are hoping to have this pass so we can tell the legislature, the law you guys passed while you were representing us, not so interested. And let's get into the meat of it and why the concern, Carla.
Well, right now we have five bills with referendums, meaning we're collecting petition signatures, and we gave you the goal. We need 180,000 signatures in the next 6 weeks to get these bills stopped from going into effect and to get them on the ballot in 2024. So the first one that we talk about is House Bill 7, Reproductive and Gender-Affirming Health Care. Now, what really happens with this bill, and again, you're welcome to read it or read the talking points on the website, but this takes away a parent's right to know what is happening with their child, if their child is deciding to have an abortion, or if they are deciding that they would like to be of a different gender than what they were born with. These are huge, life-changing events for a child. We're talking kids under 18. And to have the parent, this law would prevent the parent from knowing, because unless the child tells the parent, the school is prohibited.
And now school. What about other places that is it school only that we're dealing with? Or?
No, it's really anybody that's dealing with a child that wants to do this if they're under the age of 18. Now, if you consider the current law, before this were to go into effect, if a child wanted to have an aspirin or a Tylenol, or let's say they're on a prescription med.
Oh, you got to ask your parents first.
Yeah, the school has to have the parents' written information about that to do it. And so now, not only do they not have to do that, they're not allowed to tell the parent. So, and then we have another law that was passed, Senate Bill 397, school-based health centers. They are going to open a health center in every school where the child can just go there. They won't be performing these abortions and hormone transitioning and other body changes for the child, but they can go there and get the help and get transported to the place where that will happen. And again, this is without the parent's knowledge. So we're really concerned for the parent.
Yeah, they're deciding how much. Okay, as far as a minor who becomes pregnant and is going to get counsel at one of these school-based health centers, which this has passed.
Yes.
I just think of all the times that I've had CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque in studio and know, first of all, the love and that's shown there and the encouragement to get an ultrasound. And those who receive an ultrasound who are considering an abortion, over 80% of them choose not to get an abortion. And I'm not sure because I haven't looked into it. If I was going to bet on this, I'd bet that they don't encourage an ultrasound prior to making that decision.
I don't even know that they would make it available.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when you consider that today, unfortunately.
Well, they certainly wouldn't. I'm going to guess, again, they're not going to truck them down to CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque to get this information. They're going to take them to a place to get an abortion.
Right. And if you have a daughter or a granddaughter that's 12 years old that needs or is considering an abortion, don't you want to know what happened in that little girl's life?
Yeah. And by the way, for those listening, there's like 12. Come on. No. Yes.
Yes.
12.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then when you look at the gender affirming health care, this is children that even as young as 8 years old can decide Johnny wants to become Susie or Susie wants to become George, and they can start this process. They're going to be put on hormones. They're going to be having some challenges with that because that is very hard on the body,
yeah,
which translates into emotional and mental challenges as well. Suicide rate is extremely higher with people that are transitioning than those who are not. And so
if
one parents of these, not even going to know why the kid's acting
if
like
one
that.
Of these kids go to a health center at the schools, the school-based health centers that they're preparing, and they talk to someone about thoughts of suicide.
Right.
You know, we're talking about, you know, other things, but is that going to be something that the parents, they can't tell the parents about? You know,
they cannot communicate that way.
It just seems like common sense has gone out the window. I mean, quite honestly.
Right. If you're a parent, you help bring that child into the world in most cases, yeah. Or maybe you adopted with love to raise this child, and now you're going to be blocked from knowing what's going on in that child's life?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a hard thing
so
to deal with.
So HB7 and SB 397. Let's move on to SB 13.
So Senate Bill 13 is Reproductive Health Provider Protections. This protects anybody, any health provider that is involved with the gender transition or the abortion of a child in particular. And so, for example, people that are performing abortions in New Mexico, they don't have to be licensed in New Mexico to do that. They can come from another state.
Which they're coming now.
Oh, they're coming.
Yeah.
But this affirms that they're okay doing that. But the problem is this sets up the potential for predatory practices on children to encourage them to make these reproductive health care decisions and the parent not have any means against them. They're protected from that.
Stuff keeps going through my head like, look, young person, you're not old enough to drive, but you're old enough to make these decisions.
Exactly.
Okay.
They can't drive. They can't vote. They can't go into the military.
Yeah.
But they can do these life-changing things that are irreversible.
Yeah. Okay. And... Now, there's other bills that have, again, these aren't, remember, the session's over. These have passed. This is going to happen, and that's why the referendum, to get it on the ballot in 2024, so we, as New Mexico, can speak clearly to our legislators and vote yes or no on these things. Okay, let's move on.
So, yes, in most cases, they become law on July 1st, I believe. So, Dr. Jenny, would you like to talk about the other two bills, House Bill 4 and Senate Bill 180?
Well, no.
So, House Bill 4, it's called voting rights protection, which is really a misnomer because it is really eroding our voting rights, because it's giving away rights to people that maybe should not be voting in New Mexico. For example, felons will no longer lose the right to vote. If they are currently incarcerated, they will get the right to vote as soon as they step out of prison. I'm all for second chances, but I believe they should finish their sentence first, and that means through probation.
Mm-hmm.
But this law goes further and says they will never lose their right to vote. The other thing, it does several things. When you go in to do business with any state agency, they're going to run your name and Social Security number through their system and find out if you're registered to vote. If you are not, they are going to register you to vote.
Whether you're a citizen or not.
Yes, without your knowledge and without your consent. Now, there's a little disclaimer that says if you're not a citizen, you should not be registered to vote. But you don't have any choice because it goes through the system.
Right.
30 days after the fact, you'll get a postcard, and the postcard will again say, if you don't have the right to vote, you should let us know. Okay. New Mexico gives driver's licenses to
anyone. If you're breaking
anyone.
The law yeah. in some of those circumstances,
yes.
If you're breaking the law, you should let us know.
And most of these people that come here to get a license may not be planning to stay here. They may not be using an actual mailing address. They may never see the postcard. But the problem is that violates a person's rights, because while I want everybody that has a legal right to vote, I don't want it done without their knowledge and without their consent. They yeah. need to make that decision. So we could go on and on and on about House Bill 4, but let me just summarize it. If we don't have better control over our elections, we don't have the opportunity to elect people that will make better decisions and not pass the kind of parental rights issues
right.
that we just talked about.
Right. Yeah.
We need control of our elections.
And I love that you're relating these, because they are related.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've got to, when people are now are waking up to what's happening in Santa Fe, they're going to want to elect better people. Now, if you have these laws that are eroding and corrupting our voting system, then we have a problem. And we have an opportunity to get this on the ballot as well.
Okay. And the final one we'll mention is SB 180 on election changes.
Yes, this one, it's the very long one. There are a couple of minor good points in it, but a lot of bad. And I think the highlight on this one is it really takes away our right as citizens to monitor what's going on yeah. in our elections.
Yeah.
If we have questions about the integrity, or we want to see some of the information, if we want to be a voter witness when we go into those, they're not going to allow that anymore unless it goes through the Secretary of State. She'll decide if you can be in there as a witness or not, and they will forbid us from asking for information.
You know, I don't know all the ins and outs about some of the things that have happened recently in elections. I think I'm pretty informed. However, just the simple fact that, you know, technology is supposed to make things faster and quicker and better. But some of the things that have happened recently, not necessarily in New Mexico, but we've seen in recent elections where, you know, we used to have results within a day or two. And now it's taking long. And it's not because the population has grown exponentially to warrant that amount of time. I just have to wonder, you know, when we're on paper ballots or something more simple than what's happened with a lot of these computer generated things. And again, I'm a lay person. I'm a little bit ignorant about some of this, but common sense, it's what is taking so long. Clearly something's going on.
Right.
In my opinion, that's my opinion. And voter integrity, this is important. And it relates back to what you said, Carla. The first three laws now that have been passed that deal with moral issues that are concerning to this community, and it has to do with the people that are in the legislature making these laws.
That's right.
It's all available to you, the information at bettertogethernewmexico.org. We encourage you to go find out more. And by the way, today's show will be archived if you want to listen to it again or share it with someone. And Carla, it's important, we're going to rehash some of this on Monday's show. You're going to spend some time with Jim Williams and cover it again. And, you know, Dr. Jenny and I were talking about this, you know, well, repeat it? Well, yeah. You know, we see in Bible teaching, how often do we see things repeated? Because, and I'm one of them, sheeple, that you know, I'm kind of dumb and I need to hear it again.
Well,
and
it's not that you're dumb. It's just this is so new to people.
Yeah.
First of all, they didn't realize we should have such grave concerns about what's going on in Santa Fe. Secondly, they're not familiar with the process, and you talk referendums and petitions and people's eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
So we're trying to simplify that. But, you know, the important thing is you've got these wonderful people like Dr. Jenny and all the people that she's working with from around the entire state coming together to give us the opportunity to get this on the ballot.
Okay. Listen, we typically take a break, but I think we've got enough content and stuff to talk about that we're going to go to the top of the hour. One of the things I wanted to make sure we talk about, one is tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer. And as important as all this referendum and petitions and things are, spending some time on our knees and praying to the God who measures the universe with the span of his hand, and he counts every hair on our head. He does care. We need to spend some time doing that tomorrow. And by the way, down at Civic Plaza tomorrow, I believe activities happen like from 11 to 1 or something like that. Is that close, Dr. Jenny?
It is. We will be there early.
Okay. And actually, it sounds like you guys got a good setup. Your table is going to be up near the stage?
Yes, on the west side of the stage in front of the grass. That was my instruction.
Okay. But back to prayer. If you're wondering around New Mexico, or maybe you're listening online at klyt.fm, if you're wondering anywhere in America where your National Day of Prayer activities are happening, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org, and you'll find all the information you need there, including some other local churches. I know Sagebrush is doing something tomorrow night. There's stuff happening at the Civic Plaza in the lunch hour, and other places around the city and around the state. nationaldayofprayer.org, not only the locations, but what specifically to be praying for, including the things we've been talking about today.
Yes, and I gotta, if I can, give a shout out to Las Cruces. They were blocked by a county commissioner, and the rest of the commissioners voted, except for one person, to not allow them to hold their day of prayer celebration in the county facility. And they said, you know what? We're doing it. And they got an injunction, and they're going to be there to pray.
Very good.
So you go, Las Cruces. We love you.
And don't only pray for these issues. You know, I said it earlier, we don't need to be nasty and mean to let our concerns be known. And to pray, you know, if you go and look and you find out that your representative voted contrary on these to how you would have voted, pray for them, whether they voted your way or not. What I'm saying is pray for them. Pray that God would give, they would have God's wisdom in how to deal with the things that affect our community, and a real care for the people that you're lifting up to the Lord. And National Day of Prayer tomorrow, nationaldayofprayer.org for a lot of that information. Also, Carla, tomorrow, after everyone's gone to the National Day of Prayer events and they've found the petitions, you know, to walk through and sign and do all the things we've talked about regarding the referendum, there's a bash tomorrow night, and you've got some great guests. I know that, you know, this is one of the really important parts of events like this for me. I know you're one of the food sponsors is Le Chantilly, so we've got that out of the way, and people are aware of that. More importantly, the speakers.
Yes, we're really excited because we have two legislators coming up from the southern part of the state in Albuquerque, so we don't get to see them as much unless we're there working with them. But we will have Senator David Gallegos and Representative John Block. John is also the editor of the Pinon Post, and they are both very pro-life, very just wonderful men that are men of God. And so we will be having our own prayer as we start every BASH event. BASH, by the way, stands for Business and Social Hour. And we'd love to have you join us. It's going to be a great event, great food, a lot of good people. And we do have a few books we'll be giving away from Rich States, Poor States, while supplies last.
Okay. And thank you to some of the other sponsors, John Thomas Jewelers, Independent Petroleum Association of New Mexico, Jump for Fun, Fun Jumps and Party Rentals, Farm Credit of New Mexico, and Enrique C. Nell Communications, event photographer. Some of the sponsors for this event, which, by the way, you can find the event. It's right on the top of the events tab at nmbizcoalition.org. That's nmbizcoalition.org. www.abqconnect.org. And after the bash, you got something else on the radar? What's coming up next?
Oh, we've always got a lot going on. We have another bash in August. Okay. We have our Heroes event in November, but you will have an opportunity to sign petitions at the bash, because this is all hands on deck, right? Everybody's got to be involved in getting these signatures, because our goal is 180,000 in 6 weeks.
Yeah, and 180, let's just stick with that 180,000. I know you mentioned that if we miss 180,000, there's kind of another way to have, 80,000 by sometime next year?
Right.
But let's, God willing, we'll just get the 180. That's something we could be praying for tomorrow, too, is that the 180 signatures will be done for this referendum. And we've got about a minute, ladies. I want to make sure we don't leave anything out. Is there anything else we need to cover, or do we do it?
I think we got it. And okay. I got to tell you, thank you, because you've covered a lot of ground. And thank you to your listeners. Please go on to that website, bettertogethernewmexico.org. Find out where you are, where your events are in your county, and who's the lead. Like Dr. Jenny takes the lead on a lot of this, and we're so appreciative to her and all the people that are working so hard to get these signatures. Help them out by taking a few minutes and signing the petitions.
Okay. Well, ladies, I want to thank you again. And before we go, I promised someone I'd mention this, so I'm going to mention the Healing Hands International Albuquerque Walk for Water. It's happening this Saturday, and it's going to be at Church of Christ Riverside. That's on La Aurea, east of Coors, just south of Sagebrush, off Coors. For details, go to hhi.org/walk4water, and then click on Find a Walk. Thanks for listening. We'll have more for you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.